Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Hurricane Irene is moving north along the East Coast, with most forecasters expecting it to arrive in New England on Sunday. Speaking from Martha's Vineyard earlier today, President Obama urged people from the Carolinas to Maine to prepare for the coming storm.
FEMA has millions of liters of water, millions of meals, and tens of thousands of cots and blankets, along with other supplies, pre-positioned along the eastern seaboard.
The state of Massachusetts is also preparing for Irene's arrival. Governor Deval Patrick declared a state of emergency. And speaking at the state's emergency management bunker in Framingham today, Patrick asked people to stock water, flashlights, and other emergency supplies, and to prepare to spend some time at home.
In particular, we're asking people to stay indoors and off the roads from tomorrow, Saturday evening, through the end of the storm. We're expecting the beginnings of the storm through the afternoon tomorrow, but the heaviest rains to begin late in the day.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov was just out at the Framingham bunker, and she joins us now in the studio. Monica, what's the mood like down there?
Well, state officials have been out there for 2 days now planning for this already. They're going to start being there 24/7 tomorrow, but already there's a lot of activity underway.
They seem to be taking this hurricane quite seriously.
That's right, and Patrick said it's serious because it looks like it's going to hit the entire state, especially the western side of it's going to be very, very heavy rain, and the eastern side, heavy strong winds. And he's particularly concerned about the Springfield area because that's where the tornadoes hit just in June.
Sure.
And they could see a lot of heavy rain. Here's what Patrick said.
The track suggests that the whole of the Commonwealth will be affected, not just a region, but the whole of the Commonwealth. It's also concerning to me that the point of first impact in Massachusetts is likely to be in the Springfield area. And then north to northeast from there, so right through the path of the tornado from June 1st.
Right after he spoke, the governor went out to Springfield to see how they're getting ready for this.
And the governor declared what is being called a pre-landfall declaration of emergency. What does that mean, and is that common?
It's not very common. It's asking the federal government for help now. And if the president allows for it, it means that we'll get some money before the hurricane hits and get more assistance quickly after it hits. But there's criteria here. You have to be in the crosshairs of a hurricane. Check. The government has to have already implemented the state of emergency plan. Check. And there's substantial need for federal resources. And that's also a check because Governor Patrick says this is likely to impact the entire state.
Well, the governor and the president had dinner together on Martha's Vineyard last night. So let's hope that they discussed that over drinks. What do we know about transportation? Will the T continue to run? What about Logan?
The head of the MBTA said it will stay open. The transportation secretary, I should say the T will remain open. Right now, they're clearing up any sort of branches or dead trees that could fall and impact service. They also promised that Logan will stay open. But already hundreds of flights from Boston and all along the eastern seaboard have been canceled. So it's best to check with your carrier, but they say Logan Airport will be open.
Is the state getting ready for the possibility of some people needing to evacuate?
Absolutely. They have stocked the shelters already. They're ready with food, water, cots, supplies. They also have standing by search and rescue teams, which just makes you realize how serious this could
sure.
be. And 500 National Guardsmen have been called up. Another 2,000 will be activated tomorrow. So the state's really preparing for the worst.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov, stay dry.
Will do.
Well, Hurricane Irene is a big one, nearly 200 miles wide as it approaches the coast of North Carolina. And even if the storm's power dissipates as it churns northward, tropical force winds are expected all the way up to us here in New England. According to FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, that means, quote, power will go out over large areas. Joining us now is Amy Zorich. She's a spokesperson for one of the region's larger power companies, National Grid. Ms. Zorich, welcome to Radio Boston. And let me ask you, what has National Grid been doing to prepare for Hurricane Irene?
Yeah, so, you know, we are very concerned about Hurricane Irene, which, you know, as we know, depending on her track, has the potential to bring damaging winds and flooding into the region. We did begin preparing for Irene's potential impacts much earlier this week, and we are continuing to do so to ensure that we are ready for whatever she brings, and that includes impacts to both our electric and to our gas systems. We have enacted our emergency plan, which includes multiple company-wide planning conference calls each day, bringing in extra crews. We now are bringing in hundreds of additional crews to the area, setting up staging areas in locations that may see the most impact, and then pre-staging crews and equipment in those areas.
Ms. Zorich, if I may ask you, I mean, it seems like National Grid has two fronts to worry about. One is, of course, the power distribution system in terms of power lines and the effect that wind will have on that. And as you said, natural gas as well. And I've been told that the amount of rain that we're going to be having or expecting could be a problem there in terms of just soaking the ground under which those pipes are running. So you said you're bringing in extra crew, but given that the storm is going to hit the entire eastern seaboard, where are these crew coming from?
Yep. You know, they're coming from all over. And as I said, there are hundreds of crews coming, so we do feel that we will be adequately prepared for whatever she may bring. You know, we have been coordinating with state and local government, emergency planning, and public safety agencies as well. So we do expect to be ready for this.
I wonder, you know, you remember back in 2008 when central Massachusetts was hit with a massive ice storm. You know, approximately a million people went without power, not just for days, but over a week and more in some places. That seemed like a very big wake-up call for the power companies in Massachusetts in terms of disaster management. What lessons did you learn from that ice storm, and how are you applying them in the onslaught of Irene?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, it's difficult to draw the comparison, but we are certainly very concerned about our customers, urging them to take precautions, prepare for this storm. We're recommending that they have their list of emergency numbers handy, including our outage reporting number, which is 800-465-1212. You know, having that emergency kit ready. And then, you know, at the back end of this, we, as I said, we'll have crews ready to restore as needed. And, you know, just we are advising people also, you know, if you do have a generator, just as a side piece of advice, but if you have a generator for an extended outage, be sure that you're reviewing all safety instructions, disconnecting your wiring from our system before operating and never using it indoors.
What are the special considerations or special worries that National Grid has, given the fact that, you know, Hurricane Irene could be knocking out power all the way from the Carolinas to, you know, New Hampshire? It seems like there could be some pretty significant network effects that could make it difficult to get everybody back online.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is difficult to speculate, but again, you know, we do hope, you know, we do plan, anticipate to be ready for this, for whatever may come.
And can you give us that number once again in case people need to contact you?
Absolutely. So our power outage reporting number in here's 800-465-1212.
Amy Zorich is spokesperson for National Grid. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Meghna. Bye-bye.
Up next, Brock Sue Cobra, it wasn't a rude and sophomoric fake Twitter account, turns out to be from a top GOP power player. We'll talk about that and all the week's top stories with our news panel. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.